Last time we spoke, I described the momentous flight Wilbur Wright made in New York City in 1909, when a million New Yorkers saw an airplane fly for the first time. One of those millions called on Wilbur later that day at the Park Hotel in Manhattan. Clinton Peterkin, 25 years old, was an entrepreneur. He had been an office boy for J.P. Morgan, an American financial giant. Peterkin told Wilbur that he wanted to form a company to build airplanes. Wilbur was friendly but kept him somewhat at arm's length, told him that he and Orville were only interested in what he called men of consequence. He said that they wanted names that carried weight. Peterkin went to J.P. Morgan directly, and he signed on. Within weeks, he also had Cornelius Vanderbilt on board, and eventually a board of directors that represented two steel companies, two railroads, the New York subway system, the New York Giants, and Collier's Weekly Magazine. On November 22, 1909, the Wright Company was incorporated with a capital stock issue of $1 million. The idea was that the Wrights would continue their flying experiments and the new managers would run the business. The owners built a factory 1 mile from the West 3rd Street neighborhood where the Wrights lived. It was the first airplane factory in the United States and opened for business in November 1910. A second, identical building came soon thereafter. The Wright Company built the Model B airplane. Wings, struts, propellers, chains, and motors. Lots of women were employed to sew the fabric that covered the wings. Inside, the factory was full of natural daylight. Skylights and huge windows ensured that. Years later, the buildings were occupied by Inland Manufacturing, part of General Motors, where they built automobile parts. And during World War II, they made guns. My dad, who served in that war, was issued an Inland Manufactured carbine in basic training. Now, 100 years after they were built, the Wright Company factory buildings at the corner of Home Avenue and West 3rd Street will be included in the Dayton National Aviation Historical Park. I had a chance to walk through the other day. The huge windows on the outside walls are now covered, some with brick and some with plywood. Inland changed the buildings, but they will be restored. The original concrete floor remains, and many tantalizing hints of the original structure, too. It's easy to imagine the cornfields that once grew across the street. Only 120 airplanes ever came out of that factory. 2 years after manufacturing began, Wilbur died. Orville was devastated. His brother, his partner, and the other half of the genius was gone. And then in 1915, Orville sold the Wright Company, and he became the grand old man of aviation, forever known as an inventor and the pilot of the first powered airplane. For WYSO, this is Dan Patterson wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.